All right. Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today from Dubai with the Tuesday Night Live. Hope you are doing good. If you have seen the news today about the floods in Dubai, yes, they are true. It's kind of crazy. Since I've been living here now the last 3.5 years, it is by far the craziest floods that I've ever seen. Not around the world. I've been into some crazy places with some crazy floods, but it's definitely a little bit wild. But anyway, you're not here to hear about the floods. You are here to level up, to learn a little bit more about network marketing, social media leadership, whatever it might be. So first and foremost, I just want to say a massive thank you to taking your time out to watch on the live or watch on the replay. If you are tuning in, then this is what happens. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, put it in your diary, put it in your phone, put it in your calendar, put it in your alarm. I am live here on social media, whether that's on my Facebook profile, my Facebook page, Instagram, or on YouTube. Now, the recordings are kept on our YouTube channel, so make sure you go over there and subscribe so that you are able to tune into the replay and watch them as many times as you want over and over and over and again to brainwash yourself. Right? Because if your body gets dirty, you wash it. But when your brain gets dirty, you do nothing about it. That's why it's important to learn and learn and learn and new things. Repeat. Because what gets repeated gets remembered. And what gets remembered gets repeated. So, the title of today's live might shock you. A little bit different to what I usually do. The title of today's live is Network Marketing Isn't What It Used to Be. And it's not. Network marketing is not what it used to be. It is way freaking better. Network marketing now is so much better than it used to be. And I want to explain to you. Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Fraser Brooks. I'm 36 years old. I'm based in Dubai from a place called Formby, north of Liverpool. And my entire life, I've been around network marketing. In fact, if you cut my wrist, blood probably doesn't come out. Network marketing does. My network marketing career started in 1987, but I wasn't born until 1988. I was in the room at my first ever network marketing event. Crazy. That's just my story. My mum and dad made millions and millions and millions of dollars in the industry of network marketing, became top 100 income earners all time. I then got involved in 2009, 2010, and just absolutely crushed it for 5 years on social media, becoming one of the biggest and best and first social media success stories, which is amazing. All right, now, here is what I want to share with you. Network marketing is not what it used to be, but it is just better, right? It's just better. But one thing is that COVID just completely messed up people's expectations. There were people who had $500 a month skills making $5,000. There were people who had $1,000 a month skills making $10,000. There were people who had $3,000 a month skills making $30,000 a month. And they were like, oh, wow, I'm amazing at this. I'm really good at this. And here's what happens. When you get good at something and you believe you get good at something, you get complacent, you get comfortable, and you stop growing. And here's what I want you to really understand. Please understand this. You don't get paid on who you are. Sorry, you get paid on who you are, not what you want. Right? You get paid on who you are, not what you want. If you want to make six figures, that's fine. You can set that goal. But you'll make six figures when you become that person. Right? Think about it this way. There's two types of people. Number one, and you guys let me know in the chat if you've ever come across these people, you've heard these stories before. Number one, they win the lottery. Right? They win the lottery. Amazing. You won the lottery. Woo! Happy days. And then years later, they've lost it all and more. Right? So they win the lottery, and then years later, they lost it all and more. Why? Because they didn't become a million-dollar person. Not saying they become a bad person, just they did not have the skills to be able to understand $1 million is $1 million. Second type of person is someone who had a successful business and then lost it all in the bad economic times. But now, years later, they've made it all back and more. Why? Because they're a multi-million dollar person. Because you get paid on who we are. You get paid on who you are, not what you want. So you can obsess about your goals. You can obsess about, oh, I want to be a millionaire. You're not going to become a millionaire until A, you become a millionaire in terms of development, and B, you actually do the frickin' work. If you don't do the flipping work, then guess what? You definitely ain't going to happen. It's definitely not going to happen for you. Network marketing is not what it used to be. It's just better. And here's what's kind of happened, right? So the network marketing business just up and down, and then COVID happened. Ping! right? And everyone just crushed it. Everyone was making absolutely ridiculous, ridiculous amounts. I did 333 Zoom calls in 6 weeks. It was 8 weeks. 333 Zoom calls, the same thing over and over and over again to 333 different organizations, tens of thousands of people, all wanting to learn how to build social media. All of them in 8 weeks. It was crazy. Now, if I did 333 calls in a year, it would be incredible. Everyone jumped in, and then guess what happened? Boop. It dropped back down. It was an anomaly. It was a spike. And now it's... And some people are like, oh, network marketing's dying. No, it's not. The number of recruits maybe has decreased. The number of people joining the network marketing space has maybe decreased. But the number of customers, it's absolutely insane how many people are joining the network marketing space from a customer perspective. It's insane. All right. So here's what I wanted to discuss with you today, because I feel like it's important. I want you to make sure that you understand that network marketing is an asset, right? Asset. Right? We want assets, not liabilities. And by the way, hey everyone, I see you guys on Instagram, I see you on YouTube, I see you on Facebook. If you are out there, do make sure that you engage, make sure that you share, make sure that you let me know that you're out there, just because these lives, I'm going to continue to do them until I feel that the engagement is not there, people are not interested anymore, and that's down to you, all right? I'm doing this to be able to help you grow. Okay, so network marketing is not what it used to be, it's just better. So here we go, the A. Would you agree that you have more access to high-level education now than you did before social media? Or maybe like 5 years ago, right? You can learn from Tony Robbins on YouTube, Jim Rohn on YouTube, Eb Mylett on YouTube. There's so many people who have so many skills on so many different things. Think about the podcast. Now, I'm not a big fan of the generic podcasts. I actually think they're a big damage, in all honesty, and I'll explain to you why. It's a bit of a rant. And I'm not saying that I'm not a fan of the people doing them. I think the people doing them are amazing. But they're interviewing guests on fasting and then on relationships, and then another angle of fasting, and then on how to breathe, and then how to meditate, and then in relationships, and then how to build a podcast, how to build a brand, build business success, mindset principles, how I made $1 million, how I became a celebrity. It's like, what the hell am I actually learning from this? Because remember, guys, repetition is actually the mother of all skill. But so many people get bored. So many people get bored of learning the same thing over and over and over again. That's why you won't be successful. Sorry, I'll tell you. Because if you're watching this right now, you probably haven't had the success that you want. And that's why you're watching these things and you're listening to these things. Because you're learning so many different things. And guess what happens? You become a jack of all trades, master of none. Master of none. You got to dial in. I want to learn that and I want to master that. Okay. It's not, I want to learn music. Bit of piano, bit of guitar, bit of drums, bit of saxophone, bit of the clarinet, bit of the flute, whatever. Oh, trumpet. Da-ding, bang, the magic drum, whatever it's called. No, it's I want to learn the piano to be able to play music, right? When you're trying to learn all these different things, of course you're not going to succeed. So access to high-level education, it's amazing. That's why network marketing's better. But be warned. Don't go and learn bum 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 bum. Oh, I know everything. You go to your Christmas party with your colleagues. You go to a family function and you turn around to them and you say something like this. Or not something like this, but you just happen to know everything about everything. You just know everything about everything. No one likes a know-it-all. They just don't, right? Know everything about one thing. And also understand that it's a constant learning. Here we go. Always strive, never arrive. Always strive, never arrive. Just get really good. If you get good at one thing, you will crush it in this life. You will make more money than you can ever imagine, but you're so obsessed about learning so many different things that it's overwhelming you. You're overwhelmed not because of your network marketing business. It's not because of your network marketing business. You're overwhelmed because you're learning all these different things that you think you need to know in order to win. You just need to know one, two, maybe three things. Start with one, then learn the second, then learn the third. It's like, you know what? I'm going to learn Chinese, Russian, French, and Spanish all at the same time. Stupid. All right, number two. So again, access is a good thing, just be warned. Right, and sometimes I have to make sure you're actually warned and you understand this. Okay, speed. It's faster now. It's crazy. I remember when I first started to be really aware in network marketing, like super, super aware. I remember if you'd met someone who made $10,000 a month, it was like, sorry, if you met, this was very, very long ago, like 30 years ago. But if you met someone who was making like £3,000-£5,000, let's say $5,000 a month, it was like, whoa. Like massive congrats. That is flipping awesome. Well done. Then a few years later, if you met someone making $10,000 a month, it was like, $10,000 a month? Network marketing royalty. Then it went to like 20, 25 grand, 25, quarter a million a year. Yep. That's me. Wow. That is, you are amazing. Making more than some doctors, making more than some surgeons. 40, 50 grand a month, $500,000. Then the $1 million a year came. People just making $1 million a year. And you're like, from network marketing, right? Like, you can be overweight. You can work from home. You can do it around everything else. And you can make $1 million. What the hell? Yep, happening. Now, I was just with a group who are people making multiple six figures a month. It's so much faster now. Why? Social media. Social media is allowing you to motivate, inspire, educate, connect with people so fast. So network marketing is not what it used to be. Now it's way better. It's way better now, right? It's more straightforward now. Instead of you having to become the extrovert for a day and go to the supermarket and going, right, I sell a weight loss product. I'm going to go to the sweet section and tell everyone they're fat and that they need my product. You don't have to do that now. You just have to message people going, hey, you look fat from your profile picture. You need my product. Just kidding, right? But you get the idea. It's so you can connect with 10 people a day instead of one person a day. You can do 10 presentations a day instead of one presentation a day. So fast, if you want it to be fast. All right, next one. Stories. Now, this is not Instagram stories. This is the real stories that matter, the success stories. How many of you guys, let me know in the chat, how many of you guys know of a success story in network marketing from someone outside of your company? Let me know. I just want to make sure that I'm speaking to the right people here. Let me know. How many of you guys know of a success story inside the network marketing profession from someone who's not in your company? Because chances are, if you've been to an event and you've actually paid attention to your company, you've probably heard of the success stories inside of your company. And that's absolutely amazing. Mallory says, yes. CEO Palmer Roberts says, yes. Caroline Lee Brown Gallant says, yes. Songbird 29 says, yes. Yep, yep, yes, yes. Me, yes, yes, yes. Me, I do, yes, yes. I know yours. I appreciate it. Yes, me, I do, yes, yes. I do, yes, yes, yes. I do, I know. All right, yes. Okay, loads of you guys. Amazing. Here's, I'll tell you this. My dad said to me, it was probably around when I got started in network marketing. He said, I had no idea that network marketing was a profession or an industry. I thought that every time I was in a company, that company just had that model. Why? Because their company, like, insulated them, like put a bubble around them, isolated them from the rest of the world. So they thought, you don't need to go to other events. There were no generic events back then. It was just company X has events, company Y has events, company A, B, and C do their own events. Now, guys, there are people, you have virtual uplines who aren't even in your company. They're promoting a perfume and you're selling skincare. They're promoting a weight loss and you're selling travel. They're promoting health and wellness and you're in finance. You're like, flipping great. Network marketing is not what it used to be. It's just freaking better. You've got access to more information. It's so much faster because of social media and the speed of connection that you can make. And you build a level of belief because you understand, hey, if this industry works for all these 30 people who I know of who it's worked for, it can work for me. All right. (Clears People are looking at you more than ever before. Kids are looking to their parents more than ever before. Why? Because they're comparing themselves to people who they want to be. And here's my rule of comparison. Here's my rule now, because how many, you guys let me know if you compare. It's very quiet in the chat today. I just want to make sure that you're awake, you're alive, you're well, and you're not just like that, right? I want to make sure that you're actually paying attention here. Here's my rule of comparison, okay? If I won't take on their regrets, or if I don't know their regrets, there's no way I'm going to fall in love with their highlights. I'll say it again. If I don't know the things that they regret, or if I don't know them, or I won't take on their regrets, there is no way I will fall in love with their highlights. That's it. That's my rule. Because every single time I try and I still compare. But every single time I try and compare myself to someone, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm in Dubai, poor me, it's flooding, and they seem to be in absolute paradise living the life. I'm like, hang on a minute. I wonder what they regret. I don't know, then I shouldn't compare. Because they might be posting on social media trying to get a bit of love from random strangers. They don't have any love in their life. And I do. You know what the definition, you know what the best ever measurement of wealth that I've ever heard is? The best measurement of wealth that I've ever heard is what you have minus what you want. When you really understand that, a lot changes in your life, right? A lot changes in your life, right? Whatever you have minus whatever you want is what wealth is. If you have, like billionaires, some billionaires are broke. They've got $1 billion, but they want $1 billion more. They've got $1 billion minus $1 billion more, zero. They're broke. How crazy is that? Some millionaires want 10 million. 1 million minus 10 million, you're 9 million in debt. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. Okay. And then the last one. And by the way, when I talk about example, I mean like people are looking at you more than ever before, right? 10 to 20 years ago, the people who saw you were the people who came to an event. The people who kept seeing you over and over again, your family, your friends, people in your village, people who went to events and saw you there. Now, you can literally get your phone like what we're doing right now, and we broadcast to 150 plus people on all the different platforms. Boom, and then there'll be loads of people watching on the replay. Crazy! You got to step up, man. You got to step up. Okay. And the last point here is timing. People need, not want, they need network marketing. Now, before COVID, it was more of a want. Like, oh, you know, I want to do something extra. I want a new challenge. I want an extra income. I want to learn social media. I want a new skill. I want. Okay, you're walking around the supermarket, like, I want that. Great. Then when COVID happened, and obviously people were like, oh my God, the fear was so big and the awareness was so big because people were creating more content that people were joining. Now, people need to do something else. Now, the people who need to do something else and don't do something else, they ain't going to do anything. They're just the people who never do anything. They're lazy. Right? I always say like high ambition, low work ethic, the worst group of people in the world. Like the worst people. Not when I say from a like the worst type of people, right, to want to build a business with. This is a joke. Okay? People need to do something extra and you have the answer. Right? So that's how you build an asset. And that is, when I say that's how you build an asset, that's just my acronym for why network marketing is different, but it's just better now. You have access to more information, but don't get overwhelmed by all the crap that's out there that you're going to learn from 72 different things and 72 different versions of the thing and then not actually know what to do because you're overwhelmed. It's so much faster now with social media. There's so much more belief that you can build because of all the success stories in network marketing. You've got to be an example to other people. Because that's what people are needing right now. And the timing is perfect right now because people need an extra income. And it's only going to get worse. But here's the problem. This, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why network marketing, obviously, network marketing is not what it used to be, but it is better. But this is something I want you to be aware of. Whatever you moan to your family about, Whatever you moan to your friends about, whatever you moan to your loved ones about, is going to come around and bite you in the ass big time. So, if you go to your family and go, oh, this business is really hard. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this business. Oh, you know, I got involved in this business. I'm excited about it, but I'm not too sure if it's legit. You know what they're going to keep doing and saying? No, it's not legit. It's a scam. It's this. As soon as you open the door, just a little tiny bit, oh, they will exploit that. They're going to open it up wide and be like, yeah, you're in a scam. You're in a pyramid thing. That's a load of rubbish that you're doing. I can't believe you're doing that. Why? When are you going to go get a real job? Those things aren't made for you. You're not the right person for that. You're not the right personality for that. Susie's really good because she's a talker and an extrovert. You're not because you suck. It's just like, if Mia's one, right? But in like 27 years time when she's 28, maybe older, and she comes to me and says, Daddy, I don't know if she's going to call me Daddy when she's 28, it'd be a bit weird, right? Maybe, well, I don't know if it's weird or not, right? She comes to me and says, Dad, I'm dating this boy. You've met him. His name's Bob, right? And he's just said that I look fat when I wear anything red. Would I support that? Should I support that? No freaking way. That guy is, I'm going to talk bad about that guy in every single sentence I say. I'm going to start saying to me, I'm going to say, hey, how's that loser Bob doing? Right? Oh, he's coming around later. Great. I can't wait to meet him at the door. Of course I'm not. It's the same in your business. It's the same if you go, if I was to say to Svetlana, you know what? I feel fat. I cannot expect her to not say, are you going to go to the gym today? But if I never mentioned it, she would never dare say, are you going to go to the gym today? But if I say, you know what, I feel fat and I'm tired of it, of course she could. I'm the one who's opened the door to it. So stop talking anything tough or anything resistant about the thing that you're building. Whether that's your business, whether that's your relationship, whether that's your body, whether that's network marketing, whether that's something in your life, because as soon as you talk negatively about it, it will grow into this crazy, crazy thing. And the majority of you guys, negative on default. You don't even realize you're doing it. So stop it. Okay? So, guys, I could go on and on and on tonight. I've actually got a bunch of other training that I want to do, but I'm going to save that till next week. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, where I want to share with you the four levels of network marketing to establish where you're at and where you need to step into. A lot of you guys are going to be level one, and you need to get to level four as soon as possible. Level one is where you can make a few hundred dollars a month, maybe a couple of thousand dollars a month. Level four is when you can make millions of dollars every single year. So, before I go, and I'm sorry if it was a bit too tough love, sorry if it was a bit too direct, before we go, again, all the recordings of these are on the YouTube channel. I have some big news for you guys. Next Friday, so Friday, what's that, Friday the 28th? No, 26th? Friday the 26th, I am going to a professional podcast studio because we are relaunching the podcast. So from basically the beginning of May onwards, there is going to be at least one new podcast and YouTube video every single week, basically breaking this down into a more structured way. That my wish for you is that you feel that it's a course that you don't pay anything for. The only thing that I would ask for is you just tell your friends about it. So I'm fired up about that. So don't forget, next week we're going to talk about the four levels of network marketing. If you haven't already done so and you want to be a part of our Dare to Dream event that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, go to daretodreamevent.com, daretodreamevent.com, because the live stream ticket is going up to $197, 11 p.m. UK time today, which is in like 4 hours. So if you go to Dare to Dream event, daretodreamevent, EVENT.com. Go on there, go get a ticket. We're sold out. The in-person, we've got 150, 160 people from 40 plus countries coming, but we're allowing you to come and join us in the live stream. We have a huge announcement to make at the event about Dare to Dream 2025. My wish for you is one day I get to see you in person at a Dare to Dream event, because these events are freaking fire. And the people who come to them, their businesses just are never the same again. All right, I appreciate you. Big love to each and every single one of you, and I'll see you next time. All right, kisses, ciao, bye-bye.